This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 155 for Monday, May 31st.
34th.
Well, I was trying to think ahead to what I was going to say after that, and that messed me up.
You were doing your Mike Tyson impression. It's fine.
I was. For May 31st, 2021.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we are drinking, and we got a whole bunch of crazy news this year.
Yeah.
Fuck. Hold on, let me do it again. This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. We got a bunch of crazy news this week, too.
Yeah, we felt bad for missing last week, so we're going to talk about a pepperoni pizza. He's just not into you. Some bad neighbors. Extra crunchy tacos. A down and dirty fight. And a shark gone wrong.
She's a whole thing like Mike Tyson.
I wish I could punch like Mike Tyson.
I'm Rob.
That's right. I would do what I wanted to, within reason. You know, I'm not going to jail like he did.
No, I'd bite ears off and stuff. You know, might as well.
No, and I see them replay that every now and then. Like, oh, the top 10 Mike Tyson fights. Like, I know they're going to show him chomping Holyfield's ear off, and I'm not going to watch that. I watched it originally.
As you should.
And I will not watch it again.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about beer.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
You'll notice that I did everything except for turn my computer on correctly.
It took 20 minutes for us to get going because Robert had everything muted, but, you know, that's okay.
If you reboot everything, eventually you'll find the two buttons that your cat stepped on that turned all your sound off.
Clearly. Well, I don't have that problem here, but no. Anyway, this week, our friends, these are new friends of the show, Sheboygan Brewing Company. They're located in Sheboygan, Michigan, which I don't know if you know where Sheboygan is, Robert, but here, if this is the state of Michigan,
yeah,
actually be like this way.
Right.
And they are way the fuck up here. So they're at the very, almost the very top of the Lower Peninsula, yeah, by the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, and Mackinac Bridge.
There's a brewery there, and this is the orange, blood orange honey, I should say. It's a unique twist on an American-style wheat ale. The addition of honey and blood orange puree results in a medium-bodied beer that is very smooth with an exhilarating nose of citrus, 6.2% alcohol by volume, 10 IBUs. It's available in 16-ounce cans year-round, and if you look, it's a nice golden color. Nope, you can't see it. It just... God damn it. We gotta get a green screen. Here we go. It's a nice golden color. Kind of like it says, medium bodied. And, you know, I got this because it looked like it would be kind of a good summery, warm weather type of beer. And let me try it out. A lot of very citrusy. Notes of citrus. Maybe a little bit of honey, but let's see what it tastes like. I've had it. And it's good. It tastes just like it says, a wheat beer. A little bit of the citrus added, a little bit of the honey, so you get the sweetness from the honey. It's a pretty good beer. I rated it 3.5 on Untappd. I might have gone a little bit higher, actually, I rated it after the first time I drank it, and I just have been too lazy to change it or even think about changing it. So right now it's a 3.5. Pretty decent beer from Sheboygan Brewing Company. If you want to, you know, get a, you know, if you like the wheatier beers and maybe want to mix it up just a little bit by adding some notes of some flavor you wouldn't normally get in a beer like that, yeah, it's a good one.
That sounds good. I like the blood orange. Any of those... There are a couple of them that I've had that I've really enjoyed. So I don't remember which. I'm sure I've had it in the episode so I could find it, but I don't really feel like looking for it. You just have to take my word for it.
I'm gonna do exactly that. It's got to trust. There's got to be trust now.
Yeah, there is. But I've never been to Mackinac or any of those places up near there. So yeah. I mean, if you hadn't put your hand up there, I'd never see mine. Mine works. I would never would have known, but. But I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you didn't rate it a five.
That's the benefit of being in Michigan is you can use your hand as a map.
Yeah, not Virginia. Well, I'm going to go back to our friends of the show, Old Busthead Brewing Company, which I have had back in episode 114. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Which is why I was frantically looking for that clip there, because I didn't realize it was that episode. But back then I had the Caramel Macchiato Stout from Old Busthead Brewing Company. And this time I'm going to have a twist on that, and it's the Orange Vanilla Caramel Macchiato Stout, which sounds kind of interesting. Sounds kind of strange as well. I don't know that you'd really
like a creamsicle kind of.
Yeah, inside a caramel macchiato. So that beer tastes, I mean, if you were to go to Starbucks and get a caramel macchiato, put it into a beer, that's what that one tastes like. So I'm very curious to taste what this one is, because I don't really think that I would have a creamsicle in a caramel macchiato, but maybe it goes together.
It's caramel.
Only in Michigan. But what the website tells us is the aroma of sweet orange gives way to chocolatey and toffee stout flavors that come full circle to a finish of sweet orange, vanilla, and cold brew coffee. And now that I read that, I do think that the orange and chocolate, you get those candies that you have with the orange and the chocolate. So I guess maybe this really is the same. And of course, vanilla in anything is always good. So I'm going to give it a sniff.
There's a lot going on there.
There are a lot of flavors in there.
That would be my only concern, is there's so many flavors. Hopefully they balance out well.
Yeah. I smell more orange. It has kind of a sweeter smell to it. A little bit of caramel in there. I don't really smell any coffee, but let me see what it tastes like. Nice big chug there. I definitely get the caramel and the coffee. The orange is there as well. Maybe a hint of vanilla. It's kind of light in there, which is fine by me. I'm not really looking for that in a caramel macchiato, but I love it. I don't remember what I rated the old one. I rated it a 4.25 here on Untappd. But definitely going to buy it again if I can find it, and I should actually seek it out. I don't know how long this is going to be available. Based on what I've seen on Untappd, they've had a couple other varieties of the caramel macchiato stout where they've done other flavors. I'll have to look at seeing if I can find them. They're not too far from here. Might have to drive over there and see if they've got any other flavors available to try to have on a future episode.
Nice.
So yeah, 4.25. I'm happy.
I always like to find beers that have, like, you know, with the Dragon's Milk Reserve, you know, it's the same base, but then they just add additional flavors, additional layers on top of it. It's always interesting to kind of see what they can do with a really good beer and kind of adding something new to it. And so, and obviously New Holland's pretty good at doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, these people, Old Fuckface, Brute Busthead, Old Busthead, Busthead,
Old
Brewing Company. What's a busthead?
I don't know.
Is that some?
It's this, there it is. It's kind of this like gazelle looking thing, at least on the logo, but
yeah.
Alexa, what is a busthead?
So, well, I'm looking over here. It's
busted is a form of the word bust. As a noun, bust can have a few meanings. One, a sculptured, painted, drawn.
She's incorrect.
So what it says here,
right.
It's a noun, it's slang, U.S. It says cheap, strong, alcoholic liquor, especially whiskey, which has been home brewed or illicitly distilled. Huh.
I don't think that's really it. Maybe I'll ask them.
Well, I mean, it's like it's almost like a moonshine.
Yeah.
Right. Like kind of.
Yeah. Maybe it came from that. So the logo, if you can't see it again because of these backgrounds, but you can see like the I don't know if that's supposed to be wheat or something on his horns instead of regular horns. So kind of interesting.
It's a lot going on.
I'll report back.
No, please do. Let me know. Call the CEO.
You ready for some crazy news?
Let's do it. You ever bitch slap somebody with a slice of pizza? It's good. It's good. I like this one. I haven't seen this one.
Yeah, I mean, we don't condone violence, but every now and then there's something that happens where somebody wasn't severely injured that we do have to bring it up, especially when it involves pizza.
We don't condone it, but at the same time, we don't condemn it either.
Obviously, if we're giggling like schoolgirls now, we have condemned it in the past. I mean, we have,
and I'm not a violent person, but I mean, at the same time, just the visual that I got from this headline, though, is, you know, it's pretty good.
Well, why don't you?
Shall I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. So we're going to Florida right off the bat tonight. Going to Florida, where Florida man, you know him.
Yeah.
He's always up to shenanigans. Yeah. Well, this time Florida man was arrested after striking his daughter with a slice of pizza. A Florida man was arrested after striking his daughter in the face with a slice of pizza, according to deputies. On Sunday, May 23rd, at around 3:50 p.m., Indian River County Sheriff deputies responded to a residence for a disturbance between a father and his daughter. Deputies said upon arrival, the victim, Kristen Warden, 20-year-old female, had what looked to be tomato sauce on the left side of her face.
Oh, boy.
Sorry about that. Victim told police that her father, Tyler Warden, 41, came to her home Sunday afternoon to drop pizza off. But when she told Tyler that she was not feeling well and asked him to leave, Tyler refused and began arguing with her. Deputy said that when Tyler stepped outside of the threshold of the front door, Kristen began to shut the door behind him, and that's when the pepperoni started flying. According to the arrest affidavit, Tyler turned around. He threw a slice of pizza at Kristen, striking her in the face. Kristen continued yelling at Tyler, telling him to leave, but he refused, and Kristen called 911. Deputies arrived at the residence and questioned Tyler, who admitted throwing the pizza, but said he thought the door was shut behind him. Deputies say they detected a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage, Robert.
Wow, that makes sense.
I can't believe this.
Who'd have thunk it?
I assumed it was methamphetamine. Tyler was taken into custody and transported to the Indian River County Jail, charged with, transported to the Indian River County Jail, charged with what with was
a this is not you just reading the story incorrectly, so I feel like I won't
he was being charged for pizza battery.
I feel like that was an episode title at one point. I'll look it up.
It should be. And there we are. So so kind of a little bit crazy. You know, I think if there's worse things you could be bitch slapped with, but I mean, you know, I'd rather just eat the pizza and not get bitch slapped with it. But I mean, think about it. The victim, Kristen, you know, kind of had it coming because she turned down pizza.
That's true. She shouldn't have done that. Now, would he have eaten the pizza? I guess he threw it, so it probably hit the ground. So maybe he didn't eat it. And that's really the casualty here, is that there's potential loss of a slice of pizza.
I mean, I probably would have burned her house down.
Yeah. Probably true.
Just kidding.
I think that might be one of the stories. So we did.
Well, that's.
We didn't have pizza battery before. We had pancake battery, episode 147, which was only 8 episodes ago, but it was practically 6 months.
Would you rather be battered with pizza or pancakes?
Probably the pancakes. I feel like they'd be a little softer, and the pizza. You know, pizza might have some scratchy surfaces like pepperoni or piece of pineapple on there that might sting.
I feel like you might have pizza then, though.
That's true. But pancakes are good. And I was just watching some show, and he was talking about making pancakes. So, it was The Handmaid's Tale. Didn't he say he was making pancakes? Did you watch that yet?
Yes, we did watch The Handmaid's Tale. And June's husband?
Yeah, he was making pancakes.
In Canada, he made pancakes. Yeah. That's very true. Wow, very observant of you, Robert.
Feeling like I'm going to make pancakes.
I would say if it's in the morning, like before noon, you know, go ahead and just, you know, bitch slap me with some pancakes.
Right.
Later on in the day, I'd appreciate some pizza, I suppose.
That's right. I appreciate.
Just make sure it's regular pepperoni and not like the old fashioned pepperoni that curls up.
Really? That's good stuff.
That might hurt. that would hurt more.
Oh, okay. So you're not worried about eating
about it. I'm thinking about my well-being here. Okay. Like, I'll still
It is your well-being because it's good. It's good pepperoni.
Oh, I mean, it is the better of the two.
Right. So you really want 100%. That. Because either way, you're getting hit with the pizza. So you might as well at least have the one that's good.
Would you rather Kelly pelt you with burnt fudgy brownies or burnt cakey brownies?
Well, she could throw the fudgy brownies at me as long as there's a tray of the cakey ones off to the side that I can eat after that.
Oh, good call. See? I like that.
See?
Yeah. By the way, me talking about burning this girl's house down was my attempt at a really bad segue. So I think it was like 5 minutes ago because we've been talking about
pizza. Well, that's
pizza
fine.
And brownies. So what's going on?
Well, we're going to go to our friends at KSL.com, and I don't know where that is, but Salt Lake, I guess, where it tells us that a man who didn't want his girlfriend moving in with him, he burned down his trailer. Prosecutors say that's one way to do it. It's one way to get the point across. Clearfield man who told police he was having second thoughts about his girlfriend moving into his trailer with him was charged Tuesday with setting fire to his home.
Burn, baby, burn.
Jordan James Bechort was charged Tuesday in second district court with aggravated arson, a first degree felony. Is it really arson and a felony if it's your own house?
I mean, I think it's still considered, burning something down that you're not supposed to.
But it's mine.
I think, yeah, but...
You do what I guess he paid for it.
That's
but,
not true.
Well, I guess it's not really mine because it belongs to the bank.
Like, one cannot kill his or her kids and then be like, well, it's my kid. I mean, like, that's not how different. That works.
Burning somebody's house down is different than that, Rob.
Is it?
I don't know. According to charging documents on April 25th, Clearfield firefighters were called to a mobile home fire near 400 North and 1300 West. When questioned by police, Burkhart, there's not an extra R in there. It's kind of like one R in caramel, told them,
I like it.
It's only one A. I mean, he knew exactly how the fire started, explained that he had started the fire according to the charges. So he was taking credit. Burkhart said his girlfriend was planning on moving in, but things with her had not been going well lately, the charges stated. So he figured that if he burned his house down, he could no longer have to worry about his girlfriend moving into the home. But now he's got to move in with her. So that's, I don't know. It just seems weird. Prosecutors say he sprayed the drapes with automotive cleaner and lit them on fire. Fire caused significant damage to his residence. I'm sure it did, as well as residents next to his trailer. So that's the part.
Yeah. Like, they're very close.
They are. They don't have a lot of land. The residence next to Burkhart's trailer was occupied by a family of four, according to police affidavit. He also told police he was addicted. He was addicted to meth.
There it is.
And admitted that he hears voices. And previously told him to harm himself or others, the affidavit states.
It's weird that his girlfriend, things weren't going well with her.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why.
Yeah. He was cheating on her with one of his voices.
Probably. I read the comments. Is this a joke? Why didn't I think of that? Bright future ahead. Imagine that he must have been thinking he would have rather burned his house down instead of living with her. Oh, boy.
Poor guy. I feel bad. He's the victim here. He's the victim. And, speaking of setting shit on fire, we got another one for you. A man allegedly sets his neighbor's house on fire because they didn't mow the lawn.
Now, see, that's arson to me. When you burn somebody else's shit down, that's that's the illegal part. But if it's mine, leave me alone.
I still feel like that's not how the law works, but okay.
Failing city, pile Iowa, of garbage.
The Siouxland News is reporting this. The City man is in custody and charged with arson after sorry about that. I had a frog in my throat after allegedly setting his neighbor's house on fire because they didn't mow his lawn.
What?
A 53-year-old Blee Bowman of Sioux City was arrested and charged with arson first and criminal mischief. I said charged just fine. According to... I said it fine. Charged. I said charged. According to court documents on Sunday, May 23rd, just before 6 o'clock p.m. So only a couple hours after the guy pelted his daughter with the pizza. Right. It was the same day. It was 2 hours and 20 minutes apart, right. I think, or 10 minutes apart. The Sioux City Police.
Pizza had cooled received, by then, too.
Yeah. The burning on the cheek had stopped, and Sioux City Police received a report of a fire at 3100 block of 8th Street. The corner of the home was burned, causing an estimated $3,000 in damages. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Fire investigation
would have been better if it
revealed
was a mobile
this
home.
To be arson, with sticks and plywood propped up against the house, along with the fuel accelerant used. The victims were in the house at the time of the fire, and the neighbor noticed the fire and banged on the door. Probably not the same neighbor that started it.
I was wondering.
Court documents revealed that Bowman lives next door to the victim's house. He was upset because he asked the victims to mow his lawn the day before, and they hadn't mowed. He came to the victim's house on Sunday, which was captured on video. Bowman was asking when they were going to mow it, and he then tried to take the registration sticker off of one of their vehicles. He said that was his first attempt at coercing them into mowing his lawn. Documents continued, apparently didn't work, to say that Bowman admitted to making a mistake and said gasoline was used along with it coming from a lawnmower, of all things. Right. That's ironic. He is currently in the Woodbury County Jail on a $20,000 bond.
And Bowman also told police he was addicted to meth and admitted that he hears voices.
His meth voices told him to burn the neighbor's house down because they refused to mow his lawn.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. So I don't know if you've heard the stories about all the cicadas this year.
I have.
So there's different broods of cicadas, and some of them only come out every 17 years. Right. Some come in, which this year's crop of cicadas, come out more often than that. But nonetheless, it's a big story this year.
Right.
So I found this one, and I'm glad that you got it because, we've had quite a bit of conversation around the subject lately with the ladies. They're super excited about the cicadas.
Yeah, and this actually is not too far from me. So, being a holiday weekend, maybe I should drive up there and see if Melissa will maybe eat one of these. But
I think this will be a nice romantic getaway for you and Melissa.
Should be. It's from our friends at the New York Post, because why else would we not go to anything in Virginia when we're talking about Virginia? But guess who's coming to dinner? Virginia chef serves up tasty cicada tacos. Many Washington areas. Well, let me just cue this one up. For many Washington area residents, the coming of the 17-year cicadas is a dreaded nuisance. But for Chef Tobias Padovano, it is a rare culinary opportunity. In their few weeks on Earth's surface, the many billions of 1.5-inch long black and orange insects will make life noisy and messy for those around them. But they also make a tasty taco. More and more people keep coming to the restaurant itself to say, hey, do you have those cicadas ready yet? This Mexican eatery in Leesburg, Virginia, about 40 miles northwest of Washington, regularly features grasshopper tacos. So adding cicadas to the menu as a longtime special was an easy transition. Limited time only, I guess. 17-year cicadas, part of Brood X, are now coming out of the ground in big numbers in 15 states, including the surrounding Washington, D.C., and a separate region to the west that includes Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
I'm kind of
jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. I'm more offended because Michigan is one of the states involved in the festivities here, and they didn't put it in the article.
Well, you don't have cicada tacos there, I'm sure.
We have cicadas, though. So,
well, Padovano, 43, gathers the red-eyed insects, and they're ugly as shit, in a big plastic bag from their suburban habitat shortly after they emerge from their 17-year stay underground and make their way up the trees. He boils them like lobsters, bakes them, and plucks their legs and iridescent wings for easier eating. Cicadas then sauteed in onion and garlic, topped with serrano chili, avocado, and radish in a mole verde sauce, and wrapped in flour tortillas. Like all insects, entomologists say cicadas make a low-fat, high-protein meal. But how do they taste? You can definitely feel a bit of the crunch, said Will Becker, 19, of his first cicada taco. But you start to chew it, and it just kind of melts in. His mother, Michelle Becker, 52, a regular at Padovano Cucina on Market Restaurant, was also pleasantly surprised. If you're an adventurous eater the way I am, it's a great time. It really is. No, thank you. Many customers have commented they taste like shrimp. Padovano, who sees cicadas as just another critter meant for human sustenance, being on top of the food chain has its perks. Now, would you eat it?
Yeah, no. No. Absolutely not. I'm sorry. Like, and I get it that certain areas around the world,
yeah,
they eat insects.
They don't have better stuff to eat.
they don't do that here. Like, ground me up some beef and throw that shit in a taco, yeah, and I feel like that would just, in my opinion, taste better.
Yeah.
I had tacos for dinner tonight. Ooh. They were delicious. They did not have cicadas. They had ground beef.
As they should. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know. I would not eat it. But our local weatherman was supposed to eat some today, so I'll have to go and try to find the video. He was going to taste those up. If I can find it online, I'll send it to you.
Whatever you got to do to get ratings.
I guess. All right.
All right.
Well, the smoking gun. Shit. We've done the smoking gun plenty of times, haven't we?
Yeah, the smoking gun, and then we're going to Florida.
Oh, good.
We're going to Florida. We're in Florida. Anything can be a weapon.
Including a slice of pizza.
Anything. So May 24th, the day after, the guy bitch slapped his daughter with the pizza, and then the neighbor burned their house down because they would have mowed his lawn. This lady battered her boyfriend with soiled dog pads during a late night confrontation that also included the victim getting sprayed in the face with Windex, according to police. Investigators say that Ann Walsh, 60, attacked her 64-year-old Boo. It's Boo, right?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It's fine. B-E-O. Nobody will know.
Inside the couple's Clearwater apartment Thursday evening, Walsh, seen at right. You can't see it at right. Well, you can click on the link
in
the show notes see
I'll
Walsh. But yeah, so if you see some she's she's very matronly. Was arrested for domestic battery and booked into the county jail, where she remains locked up in lieu of $5,000 bond. They didn't put a comma. I think it's $5,000 is detailed.
Close enough.
In an arrest affidavit, Walsh engaged in a physical altercation with the victim while he sat on her couch. The referee retired. The retiree. No way they'd have a referee there. Gotta stick by the rules, I guess.
Right.
The retiree, cops allege, took soiled dog pads and threw them at the victim. Oh, that's gross. During the post-arrest interview, Walsh reportedly copped to also spraying her boyfriend in the face with Windex. A judge has ordered Walsh to have no contact with the victim, who apparently was not injured during the dog pad incident. Walsh's rap sheet includes several prior domestic battery arrests, all of which involve the man identified as the victim in the alleged May 20th attack. It was May 20th, not May 24th. May 24th is the day that this story broke, apparently. Walsh, however, was not convicted in any of the earlier cases. Huh. And there we are.
That's interesting.
Apparently, in the entire house, that's the best they could come up with for a weapon.
Well, Rob, I mean, they probably had finished dinner already, so all the food was put away, and that's what was that? That was their choice. That's all they had. These things happen.
They do. They do. And but my dog pees and poops in the backyard, so it'd be harder for me to.
Well, you might have to use the puppy pads now if you've got all that construction out there and putting stuff up.
Well, the construction's done. I just had to put some lights up now. Maybe this weekend. We'll see.
Are you doing solar lights?
we're going to do, no, we want lights on the patio that go around the perimeter of it. And so we're doing like the string lights, the Edison string lights around. It'd be very nice.
You got to put the little posts up and stuff and hang them.
We're going to put posts in the corners. It'll go from the house out to the one corner of the patio, then across to the other corner, and then back at the house. And we're going to do posts inside of big planters that I'm going to cement posts inside of the planters.
Oh, that'd be good. That way you can move them if you feel like you don't really like
them. That's what I'm thinking too. Huh.
Well, shit. I bet this guy wishes he had some posts out there, but we're going to go to our friends at the World News Daily Report to
shut. I don't know what that means.
To shut this thing down. Well, it tells us about our friend here. I'd feel bad for the guy, but it tells us a 500-pound man spread corona.
He's happy, though.
He is. He feels some relief.
It's a jolly old elf.
Yep. The 500-man spread. Don't call me an elf. Spread coronavirus to 372 passengers after wet farting in a plane on a flight to Cancun.
Oh, man. This wasn't even the worst thing, the worst part of it, I'm sure.
No. An Illinois man was accidentally infected over 300 passengers with the coronavirus while on a flight to Cancun. See, this is why I can't go anywhere.
It's a very big airplane.
I know. Yeah, there's so many questions. Henry Collins, 42, was on a flight towards Cancun when he was unexpectedly hit by what he describes as extreme diarrhea, which was later identified as COVID-19. Collins, who already suffers from chronic flatulence due to his morbid obesity, claims he had no control over his diarrhea, Rob, which spread accidentally onto several passengers.
Oh, the diarrhea directly on them.
Right. I panicked and was forced to defecate in the middle of the hallway next to other passengers because I knew not make it to the bathroom in time.
So many reasons.
Henry Collins admitted to reporters. He pulled his pants down next to me. And diarrhea was flying 6 feet up in the air.
Oh, man.
Spraying.
He shat upwards.
Spraying maybe 30 or 40 passengers. It is the most horrific thing I have ever seen in my entire life. One hospitalized passenger told reporters in tears.
He was crying.
Like we are. Collins was rapidly helped by three flight attendants who had to wipe his body clean because he was unable to do so after before being secluded to the bathroom for several hours after the incident. Nobody innocent there. I've been to war-torn Iraq and Afghanistan. I've seen people blown up and shred to pieces, but I was not prepared for this. One Army veteran admitted to reporters, still visibly traumatized.
Yeah, it took a while to get over that.
You got a little something on your face there. After several passengers were diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, American Airlines said they would offer psychological help free of charge to all of its passengers and flight attendants who attended that flight.
That's very nice of them to do that.
That's pretty good. I mean, old Henry Collins, I mean, he was just out there trying to have a good time.
I mean, you know, good for American Airlines too. I mean, generally I fly Delta.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I might need to switch if I know that this is how they're taking care of people.
Yeah, well they really are, Rob. They're out there really looking and
take ownership.
Yeah. Well, things have been kind of a little bit sketchy the last year and a half, so they want to make sure that people feel like they can still fly again and come back and maybe offer them a coupon, you know, code for next time.
If you're somehow able to fit 372 passengers on an airplane in Cancun and, you know, over 10% of them get shit on them, I feel like that's the least you could do.
Yeah.
Least you could do. All right. World News Daily Report never ceased to come forward with all the hard-hitting news. I this one. And regardless of what you've heard, Robert, about the origins of coronavirus, this article from World News Daily Report says that it's likely COVID-19 is unlikely to have leaked from Chinese penis enlargement facility. So if you've heard the Chinese penis enlargement facility, COVID-19 rumors and conspiracy theories.
Not true.
Oh. Probably not.
Shoot. Well, I can continue drinking the special stuff that they sell at 7-Eleven, those little pills that they give you if you need some over-the-counter help.
Yeah. And by the way, too, if as well, if you happen to have camel herpes,
right.
Saudi scientists are saying that if you have camel herpes,
right.
you may be immune to COVID-19.
No, so it's a good idea to get the camel herpes, because then you won't have to worry.
I mean, I feel like we should sell you one. Could sell camel herpes on Amazon, and then like as a you know, like right. a more of a holistic
right remedy,
a holistic remedy for COVID-19.
Right. Now, do you think it's probably safer than the vaccines anyway? Because you know, I don't really need the 5G. My 4G is working okay, so. Those chips that they're implanting people, I figured getting the camel herpes or whatever it was you said, the kangaroo herpes would be fine. It'd be better. Like long term, I would feel better after it.
Now, the camel herpes drug, right. does that at least have the GPS in it, though?
I hope so.
Because that I've been getting used out of. Waze always knows where I am.
Well, yeah, as long as you got the signal. Sometimes it says, I can't connect, even though all your little bars are lit up on your phone. Yeah. You're like, no, I have a signal. Why are you not getting a signal?
I'm going to take my clothes off and it's fine again.
It's true. Well, shit. That's 155 pizza assault or pizza attack or whatever it was.
Pizza battery.
Pizza battery, yeah.
Pizza battery.
I'll write that down.
Write it down. You'll forget.
I'm writing it down. Pizza.
It's for the best.
Yep. I wrote Patsy battery. That's not good.
That's different.
I really wish I had pizza now.
Pizza sounds good. I had pizza yesterday, but I could use some more.
You can always use some more. What kind of pizza was it, exactly. though? Not like where you got it, because it's not like we're going to have the same place. I know you didn't get it at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
But what was on it? My real question.
Cheese and pepperoni, the classic pepperoni. Mm-hmm. So it had the curled out, bold pepperoni, some people call it.
Yeah, that's good.
It's very good. It's from Green Lantern, and I know that doesn't mean anything to you, but they make good no. pizza. It's kind of our go-to for pizza. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Now, do they deliver, or you got to go pick it up?
Well, I mean, you could do either, okay. I suppose. We go delivery. We're, you know, lazy yeah. Midwesterners.
Oh, we have a pizza place near here. You got to pick it up. Maybe you can call ahead.
And then there's some.
Get there.
There's but. Some. Well, what I've noticed, though, is even the ones that don't typically have delivery, like you can get it delivered through DoorDash. But now, like, I don't know. Paying like a $50 pizza bill to feed two people. I'm just like, it's hard to stomach that when I'm like, yeah, it shouldn't be that expensive. It's fucking pizza. It's gonna be $20 for a large. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Then have to have somebody drive it over. But if I do deliver it, then that's good. I don't think I know of any place around here that has that type of pepperoni.
No. Oh man.
Mm. It's my favorite.
It's the best.
Always good. Well, shit.
Most places here have that kind of pepperoni, or if they don't, by default, you can like order it with. They give you a choice. You can order it with that pepperoni.
Huh. I'll have to check that out then. Maybe they do.
Find that and some almond boneless chicken.
Have you had any of that lately?
Almond boneless chicken? Yeah. Actually,
like we haven't talked about it in like a year and a half now.
Matter of fact, I was over at my in-law's house a couple weekends ago to help my father-in-law put some beams up and stuff in his great room. And he ordered some Chinese and there was some almond boneless chicken. It was good, very good.
Mm.
Took me right back to China. Right in Wuhan.
Oh man. Alright, well shit. Well that's episode 155. And I'll be around next week. So thankfully I think for the next week we'll be able to get the episode in, and then I think the following week I won't. But then I think after that I'm homebound. We don't have any more baseball that's gonna be away. So unless anything comes up, maybe we'll be able to get back to some regularity.
Oh man, if we get some like 2-3 episodes in a row, it's gonna be fucking insane.
That's right.
What are we gonna do?
A little bit of Imodium, we'll be regular in no time.
It's all about being regular.
Yeah, I'll see you next week.
Oh yeah. Bye. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. words of their own, not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.